Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. His truth, spoken in one moment, became an evergreen seed for our generation today. The power of a conversation is eternal. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Good night, Pastor Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good.
It's a great pleasure to connect with you. What part of the world are you in today?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
I see you've taken up Uber ministry. Tell me more about that, please.
It's funny. I mean, I was in between churches. I just moved back down to LA so I could take care of my kids near my parents. And I decided, hey, there's this new thing called Uber. So I started doing that, started giving people rides. And I'm not an extrovert. I'm actually an introvert. So I have to practice and I need to get out of my comfort zone and talk to strangers. So that's what I started doing. And it wasn't intended to be an evangelism tool. But as I was talking to people, I started talking about my faith and talking about my experiences. One person wanted to know more. And so I got to share the gospel with him. He still was very interested. So I asked him, hey, would you like to pray together? Would you like to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? And then so we prayed right there in the Uber, right before he got out of the car. And it was amazing that, I mean, I couldn't believe that somebody actually took an Uber and became a Christian during that ride. And that's what opened the doors and got me thinking about, hey, this could really turn into a ministry.
How did you come to know Christ?
I've been going to church all my life. My parents would take us to church since I was a little boy. But the gospel didn't really make sense to me until I was challenged in high school. And when things were getting tough with peer pressure and just the social acts of being a high school student being difficult and me not being well at it. To make a long story short, I hit rock bottom and realized that Christianity is not about being a good person or being a good Christian. It's about being broken before God and finding Him. And so that's when I discovered the true message of the gospel, which is about grace.
I saw you doing a Halloween drive where you dressed up, right? You were all part of it and people were opening up to you. Do you think it was the costume or do you think it was the truth that you represent?
I think it's both. I think God called us to be fishers of men, not hunters of men. And I've gone out into the street to just declare the gospel, but many people just are not interested. So in order to fish, you need to have good bait. Good bait means a good conversation starter or something interesting that people make people stop what they're doing. And so they get into my Uber ride and see I'm dressed. So they see that I'm friendly. They want to have a conversation with me and they see that I'm also friendly. And I think that opens the doors to a lot of people that would normally be closed to going into a church to hear a preacher preach. And so when I start off with just innocent questions like, do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in spiritual things? Do you believe in life after death? And these things are not religious per se, but they make people think. And I think that's what opens the door for them to talk to someone about religion.
Do you think it's necessary to have a spiritual protection or some type of spiritual prayer when you're going fishing, if you would?
Yes, definitely, because we know that this is a spiritual enterprise. It is not about having good logic. It's not about having lucky conversations. This is a spiritual battlefield. And once you enter in, it's a spiritual war. And if you don't have any spiritual protection, you're going to fail. Because it's not about having the right conversations or even having the best arguments. It's about being real and representing the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit wants to speak through you, then you have to be in line with the Holy Spirit. Then that's hard to do if we're living in the flesh. I think prayers that I like to pray before I go Uber evangelizing or even before I go out to a college campus is I pray that God would send me to the people that He has already been working on, that the people that He's already been preparing. They've been thinking about God for the past week or maybe 2 weeks ago, they went to the church for the first time. And so when I talk to them, God's been preparing them for this conversation. So I don't believe in random conversations. I don't believe in going to people that are not ready. I say, God, take me to the people that you've already been preparing. And that's what gives me the advantage in having these more spiritual conversations. I'm not I'm not going cold, as some people say. I prepare in the spirit and I pray, God, send me to the people you've already been working on. And I'm not saying that they're going to become Christians at that point, but my conversation is not a waste. Maybe my conversation with them is step three in the seven-step process that God is taking them on. Or maybe I'm step seven and they'll come to Christ with me. Or maybe I'm the first step, but it's not a random meeting of someone and talking random things, but it's prepared by God. And that's what prayer does.
So the advantage is understanding that you are not the advantage, but God is truly the one that gives you the advantage.
Exactly, because I'm not working on my own game plan, my own strategy, my own, oh, I'm going to say this and they'll come to Jesus. It's not a man-made strategy. It's really a working of the Holy Spirit. And people are so complex and their testimonies and their histories are so varied. So I can't pinpoint how my strategy is going to work here or there. The only way we can actually tell them the gospel and really lead them to the truth is if the Holy Spirit takes the driver's seat and he leads me where he wants me to go.
Sounds as though you did the opposite in the beginning and then somewhere found that you needed to have grace on yourself.
Oh, yeah. I learned from a lot of mistakes and experiences. I mean, the things that I put on YouTube are sometimes just success stories, but I started out just man-made, just trying things on my own. And I made a lot of mistakes too, even making bad jokes or bad conversations or even coming in too strong or going in too weak. I mean, so I made a lot of mistakes, but it really takes the Holy Spirit to really work through all those mistakes too. And he gets the glory.
How has this work impacted your family life?
Well, my family knows that I'm a pastor and that I'm passionate about Jesus. So Jesus is a reality in my life. And so they see me in good days and bad days, but in every day, Jesus is still my life. And I show that in my life, and hopefully they can show it in their life too, that it's a part of who we are, that being a Christian or evangelism is not a part-time thing for the Christian or when we have time, free time, but it's a central part of who we are as a person. Being real to who I am is sharing Christ.
What an undertaking. Who do you think in your immediate circle is the proudest of you for what you're doing or what you've decided to do with your life?
My children really look up to what I do. I mean, they get excited about the things that I do, not because being a pastor is part of my job, but they get excited for that I'm making a real difference in this world, which they don't see in a lot of people. And my wife sees me for who I am and is a partner with me in living with me. And so even though she's not there in the car with me or she's not at the pulpit, she's not with me in evangelism, yet she's a very big part of what I do.
If you could imagine the person who would be listening to this conversation, what's a question you would ask them, hoping that that would lead them to Christ?
Well, I believe that everybody deep down inside already knows that God is real. I've met atheists and people who deny that, but deep down inside, God tells me, the Holy Spirit tells me, and I know from just experience that many people, they already know that God is real. So my question for them, for you, would be, what is holding you back from finally talking to God? I don't think people really need to be convinced that God is real. I think people already know, but they try to deny it because they want to live their own lives. But if they can be honest with themselves and just let themselves just be vulnerable, I think they'll be open to talking with God again.
What would be the next step after they've spoken with God?
We're not meant to live our lives by ourselves. But I'm not talking about you have to go to a pastor or a priest, but find someone who says they love Jesus and they have a relationship with him. Talk with him and ask him all those difficult questions. I'm not saying they'll have all the answers, but they'll have some answers. It's better than buying a book and trying to learn it by yourself, but actually having someone there who's been through it, who's talked to Jesus, walked with Jesus through not just the good times, but also through the struggles. That living for Jesus is a real life thing. It's not a religion thing. It's not like a organization thing. It's a real life, real person thing. And so it helps to go through that with a friend, somebody who's actually been there. And of course, you could find those people at church, but not limited to that.
What's a scripture verse that really helps anchor you or build a foundation in times like these?
Well, Jesus' last words to his disciples when he was saying, "All authority has been given to me, now go." But then he ends his command with saying, "And lo, I am with you to the very end of the age." Whatever we go through, whatever obstacles and whatever challenges that we face, whether we have to evangelize to my atheist dad who just won't believe, or if I have to go into a situation that I've never been there before, Jesus promises to be with me through it all. That when I'm evangelizing, when I'm serving, when I'm trying to help someone, I'm not by myself trying to come up with my own genius ideas. Jesus is with me every step of the way, even through the difficult times. And that encourages me that I don't have to do this on my own. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to solve all the problems. But Jesus will walk with me through it all, step by step, in helping me and also in helping others.
Amazing audience, if Pastor Jason's voice has captured you well or captivated your ears or your spirit, then definitely look at the show notes. You'll find links to connect with him. Of course, you can follow the instructions here, or the directions or the guidance. Meet someone, start speaking with God, meet someone who loves God. And yeah, let's see what happens. Hey, this has been a great pleasure. Pastor Jason, Kim, one treasure. Thank you for being on What Is Inspired. 12-Minute Convos.